Okay, this is officially crazy. Am I really gonna do this? Yeah. Okay. When your best guy friend calls to tell you he needs your help getting out of a really bad date, what choice do you have, right? Just get out of the car. Get ready. We're gonna go in there and make a huge freaking scene. Okay. There he is. God. How did I not realize before how cute he is? No, wait. Get it together. Get it together. You're here to help him, not ogle him. All right. Huh. Well, fancy seeing you here. And who's this? You guys on a little date? Wow. Okay, no, you don't get to talk, okay? I know you think you can strut in here on 6-inch heels wearing hot pants and steal my man, but it's not gonna happen, okay? And you and I, we're going home right now and we're gonna work this thing out. Yes, we are. I don't care if your courses haven't come yet. You're going to have to get it to go. You really left me at home to come out to dinner with this hussy? Oh, yeah. I called you a hussy, honey, and I would do it again. This is my boyfriend. So what the hell do you think you're doing out on a date with him? Yeah, sure. Dress like that? I'm sure you had the purest intentions. But guess what? He's coming home with me, aren't you? Right now. Yeah, get up. We're out of here. She can pay the bill. Oh my God. I think that was the craziest thing I've ever done. Was it too much? Not enough? Okay. Yeah, that's true. I did get you out of there. We better go before she comes out and sees us laughing. Yeah, I'm just parked right over here. So are you going to fill me in? Like, what the hell happened? I was not expecting to get a text from you tonight saying, oh my God, rescue me. You know, you're lucky your best friend's a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't think her jaw would have hit the table quite as hard in any other, you know, context. So, bad date, huh? Have I told you lately that you have, like, I don't know, the worst taste in women? Where did you even find this girl? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That app is trash. I told you to delete it. It's not like you need it anyway. No. A guy like you? Come on. I'm surprised you don't have women just falling all over themselves at your feet. I'm being serious. No, I promise I'm not teasing you. I mean it. Just get in the car. You know you're going to owe me big time for this. Oh, yeah, come on. An embarrassing date rescue? Just trying to think of what I could possibly get from you that would equal the Oscar-winning performance that I just put on your behalf. Yeah. I'm sure we'll come up with something. So fill me in. What did she do that was so awful? Are you freaking serious? She said that? Ew. Glad you didn't tell me beforehand. I might have had to, you know, get a little physical before we left. I mean, all jokes aside, I am sorry that it didn't go well. I know you've been putting yourself out there again, and I mean, I know firsthand it's not easy. Oh, God, no, I don't think you should regret breaking up with your ex. She was not a nice person. You thought I was going to say nuts? Well, she was nuts, but mostly she just really wasn't a nice person. Totally wrong for you. So, you like girls like that? You know, the ones that wear super high heels and really short skirts. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am all about it. But it just, I don't know. I just never imagined you with that type of girl. That's all. You did not have a crush on me. There's no way. No, I refuse to believe it. I think you're teasing me. Well, mainly because we've known each other since what? Grade school? I figure you probably would have made a move by now. What? Are you kidding? You are so my type. Respectfully. I didn't mean to make it weird. I just, I kind of got a little excited when you called me to rescue you from this date. I was kind of bummed when I heard you were going out with someone, to be honest. Yeah, I think you're really cute, and you deserve to be happy. And I'm interested, if you are. Really? Even when I show up and wreck your dates? Okay, fair. You recruited me for this one, but God, okay, I'm just gonna come clean. That last date you had before this one, at the bookstore, I maybe sort of kind of followed you. And when you were in the bathroom, I sort of encouraged the girl that you were on the date with to leave. Yeah, I know I shouldn't have. It's going too far. It's just, she wasn't right for you either. Like, she really, really wasn't. Well, she told me that, you know, she had been texting other guys during your whole date anyway, so I couldn't watch you go through heartbreak again, you know? So I guess what I'm saying is, I have a crush on you. Yeah, I have a crush on you. No joke, for real. This isn't a prank. Yeah, I can pull over. So, what's up? Oh my God. You're an even better kisser than I ever imagined. And to be completely honest with you, I imagined it a lot. Okay, wow. I don't even know what to say. No, you're right. We really don't need to talk, do we? Oh, God. Yeah, I'm a little lightheaded. I really like making out with you. Mm. and just want to kiss you all over. Do you maybe want to go upstairs? When we get home. I don't know why you have to tease me like that. Okay, now let me concentrate on my driving. I have to get us there in one piece. Yes, okay. You can put your hand on my thigh, but that's it. Okay. I'm really glad you called me tonight. Yeah, we haven't been hanging out as much lately, and you're a really good kisser. I mean, what's not to like? Okay, I can feel that hand creeping up, and I told you, you have to wait till we get home. You did not just say that you're going to get lucky tonight. Oh, you're lucky I don't throw you out of the car. Just shut up.